Zaman neleri eskiti kelema. Amen, amen. You guys love your seats. Thank you, thank you. Are you glad to be here? I'm set a new season. Go to 1 Kings chapter number 18. And I don't prepare. I was about an hour at home and that was it. So I don't prepare for it. I just heard the Lord saying to me, this chapter and a change of season. And you're going to see now what He's saying. Say with me, a change of season. If we're experiencing a change of season, you're going to experience a change of season. There's something that brings about a change of season. I'm going to show you now. And what a change of season does, it is time. Listen here, you can decide to change the season in your life. Every one of us live and operate in time. But we choose by virtue of our obedience, by virtue of our sacrifice, by virtue of our alignment and our association, when the season of God will come upon us. There is a season of God upon ECC. I mean, look at this place. We are packed. We got all our chairs packed out tonight. Are you guys with me? And the church is packed on a Sunday night after a 5-hour service this morning. God's hand is here. How many of you feel the anointing? My prayer for you is this, that within a few months, maybe 6 months, that under this anointing, you will begin to advance the kingdom. That you will carry this power. You will carry this anointing upon your life. I don't care where you're coming from. If you're saying, I'm under this membership, I'm under this covering, I'm under this grace, may there be great exploits. May a season shift in your life. May there be a change of a season in your life. Because the kingdom of God is going to be advanced by the anointing. Listen. Listen. There are old wineskins and there are new wineskins. And it's time for us to change our new wineskins. Let's go to Verse 21. And we find here, listen, I want to get to a point, a change of season. And you're going to see what happens, what the prophetic has the ability to do. What a change of season causes to happen. And how we can bring a change of season. Elijah was in a time of a drought at this point of time. Are you guys with me? Which he prophesied. He was in a time of drought. And he came and he was on the Mount Carmel. And he was competing and challenging right now. Prophets of Baal. And we see, and the Bible says, and Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow Him. But if Baal, follow Him. And next word. And the people answered him. Say with me, not a word. When there's silence in a church, I get worried. When people are responding with a hallelujah, with an amen, as you do in this place, it shows me that you've made up your mind. Go for it to the next verse. Next verse. Then Elijah said to the people, I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Next verse. Therefore, let them give us two bulls and let them choose one bull. Go with me to verse 24. And he's speaking of how they're putting this altar together. And he says, you call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire. Say with me, fire. He is God. So all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And I know I've preached on this, but I'm not focusing on this. Next verse. Now Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose one bull for yourselves. I don't want to go through the whole story. Let's just see. And go to verse number 27. The Bible says they called out to their God, nothing happened. And so it was at noon that Elijah began to mock them and said, cry aloud, for he is a God. Just fix that. I'll read from the scripture. He says, cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is on a journey, or he is peradventure. Maybe he sleeps and he must be awakened. And I taught you on this verse how that Bible says Elijah's mocking them and saying, where is your God? cry aloud, for he's not answering. Maybe he has packed his bags and gone on holiday. That's what it says there. And then it says, maybe he is busy in the New King James. That word in the Greek means maybe he has gone to the toilet. It means a bowel movement. Are you guys with me? Maybe he is asleep and must be awakened. How many of you know we don't serve a God who serve a God who neither sleeps nor slumbers, but he is awake to answer every prayer, every moment. Next verse. So they cried aloud, these people, and they cut themselves, as was their custom, with knives and lances until the blood gushed out on them. Next verse. And when midday was past, they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice. Say with me, no voice. A church without the prophetic is a church without God. I'm going to say it again. A church without the prophetic is a church without God. The prophetic is the voice of God. It says no one answered. No one paid attention. They were not even listening to these people. Next verse. Then Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. So all the people came near to him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. A place who does not carry the voice of God, who is not prophetic. When I say prophetic in nature, the Bible says apostles and prophets is the foundation of the church. Are you guys with me? Many of us think as teachers and pastors, we can go plant churches. The problem is they don't have the gift to propel and advance the church. So they end up with 100 people or 80 people or 50 people for 15 years. Believe in the Lord your God and shall be established. Believe in his prophets and you shall prosper. 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. Prosper, to advance, to go forward, to advance quickly. Listen. Next, previous verse. Don't go next if I don't say. Previous verse. And he repaired the altar. Where the voice of God is lacking, an altar is being broken down. Anyway. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. Next verse. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, Israel shall be your name. Next verse. Then with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench around the altar, large enough to hold 2 seeds of seed. Next verse. And he put the wood in order to cut the bull in pieces, and he laid it on the wood and said, fill 4 water pots with water, so the water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. What Elijah did here, he did something different. With the other prophets of Baal, they didn't put water, it was easy, but he said, I'm going to make this situation impossible. I'm going to pour water on this thing. Now listen, they were in the middle of a drought. Are you guys with me? So the very thing that was lacking, the very thing that was missing, he put on the altar. The question is, what is lacking in our lives? Are we willing to sacrifice it and put it on the altar and become a living sacrifice? God is not looking for what we have an abundance of. He's looking for that thing that we are, that comes out of our substance that we are lacking. Next verse. Then he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. Next verse. So the water, say with you, the water ran all around the altar, and it also filled the trench with water. Next verse. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Next verse. Hear me, O Lord, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Next verse. So he's praying. Then it says, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice. Listen, while I was praying, and I was only an hour at home, and the Lord just shared with me to share this scripture, and that is it. I mean, we're still going to go on. but we are building an altar here. Are you with me? When you worship Him, you are building an altar. When you are praising Him in this place, you're building an altar. When we are interceding and praying on a Monday night before services, we are building an altar. When you go to e-groups and home cells, we are building an altar. When you give financially, you are building an altar. And it's a sacrifice until the fire of God is going to fall. Wherever there is a sacrifice, the fire of God will fall. Are you with me? Listen. And the wood and the stones. So the fire of God consumed the wood and the stones and the dust. Say with me, and it licked up the water that was in the trenches. Listen, when have you ever licked a plate of food? When it's good. Are you with me? The very thing that Elijah and them did not have, the drought that they were in, the thing that they were scarce, which was water, which they didn't had a lot. They couldn't just, it was a drought. For 3 years, the heavens were shut. No rain. But he took that which he had little of, and he threw it on the altar. And the Bible says that the fire of the Lord consumed the offering and licked up the water. Which means the very thing that is difficult for you to give. Maybe it is your time. Maybe it is your energy. Maybe it is finances. Whatever it might be. That thing, God licks up. And he enjoys it. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Listen. Go with it to the next verse. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. And they said, the Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. Go through to the next verse. Let me see. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal and do not let one of them escape. So they seized them. And Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and to execute them there. Are you with me? Listen. I want to show you what a change of season is doing and how to bring about a change of season. Go through the next verse. Let's just go on. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up. So Elijah said to Ahab, go up. Eat and drink, for there is the sound of the abundance. Say with me, abundance of rain. When I heard God speak about the scripture, I was looking at this verse. Say with me, the abundance of rain. Elijah sowed buckets of water, and he reaped an abundance of water. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. When you place the thing upon the altar that is little, that is difficult for you, you will reap an abundance. For Elijah said, I can hear the sound. Before every revival precedes a sound. If before every move of God, from Genesis to Revelation, you'll see there's a sound that precedes before a move of God. Acts chapter number 2. For there came a sound like a mighty rushing wind. Joel chapter number 2, sound the alarm for the army of the Lord. Come on, guys, with me. 1 Kings, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. When I heard this word, I heard God say that the abundance of rain is about to begin to fall. The abundance of rain is coming to those. Listen, there's an abundance of rain that is coming to your families, to your business. When this rain comes, listen, have you seen? When this rain comes, it's now a change of season. They've gone from a 3-year drought to the heavens being opened. Are you guys with me? Listen to what a change of season will bring. Now, how do I get a change of season? It is by 2 things. It's by the prophetic, and we're in a prophetic atmosphere. And it is by giving of that thing that is difficult. When Elijah then placed that on the altar, he put God in a difficult place that he had to answer. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up and eat, for I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Next verse. So Ahab went up to eat and drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees. He said to Ahab, go and eat and drink and feast. I'm going to go up to the mountain and put my head between my knees and begin to pray. Next verse. And said to his servants, go up now, look towards the sea. But listen, wait, go. Let me just see. Go with me one verse back. Oh, wait, where are we? Verse 45. Okay, that's fine. Go next verse. Then it came to pass, and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And seven times he said, go again. Next verse. Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up and say to Ahab. Ahab was a wicked king. Are you guys with me? Ahab represents here our enemies. So Elijah is saying to his servant, listen here, the sound of the abundance of rain is coming. Go and tell Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Say with me, before the rain stops you. When there's a change of season and the rain begins to fall, your enemies will be stopped in their tracks. It will chase your enemies. That Elijah said, listen here, my enemy, you better get out of this place before my blessing, before my change of a season, before my rain catches up with you. May the abundance of rain stop your enemy in their tracks. May the abundance of rain stop poverty, stop sickness. May there be rain in this place tonight. Say with me, I receive the abundance of rain, the change of a season upon my life in Jesus' name. Listen. Next verse. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Next verse. Then the hand of the Lord, say with me, the hand of God, came upon Elijah. The hand of God came upon Elijah. There's things that will happen. Listen, when a change of season takes place, remember, Elijah is a prophet. There was a seed involved. He had the ability with that to change from a drought, from 3 years of drought, to the sound of the abundance of rain. The Bible says that, and keep it for you on this verse, when the season began to change and the rain began to fall, it says in verse 41, don't change there. It said that they began to capture all the enemies and they took them to slay them. When the change of season comes, your enemy will be taken captive. Ahab will be put on the run. Some of them will be stopped in their tracks. The hand of God will come upon you in the changing of a season. When the hand of God comes upon you, delay is taken out. What has taken 10 years or 5 years is being removed. Listen, the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah and he girded up his loins and he ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Listen, Ahab was on his chariot, on his horses, busy riding towards Jezreel. But when the hand of God came upon Elijah, there came a divine acceleration upon his life that he overtook Ahab. I call it the spirit, the anointing of the overtaker, that you may overtake your enemies. Even if this church is only 1 year old, and everybody under the sound of my voice, that you will overtake, that there'll be an acceleration. Those things that has taken you 10 years, 5 years, under this anointing, I speak, I decree and I declare acceleration upon your life. Divine acceleration. Listen, the Bible says, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the palmer worm has eaten. I will restore to you the years that the cankerworm has eaten, not the harvest. God is here to redeem time. Are you guys with me? The enemy is not interested in your money. He's not interested in your harvest. He's interested in one thing, your time. But when there's a redemption of time, it means that God makes time out of nothing. He puts divine acceleration upon you. And when the hand of God, and there's one thing I heard, that there's a change of season that is coming to ECC. The hand of God is going to rest upon you. Rain is going to come into this place. And your drought will be changed into the abundance of rain. Give Jesus a big hand if you see right now.